Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Salatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa la rabbi syrah sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul Yes, red is true. Correct. Alhamdulillah. Alima means he knew. That is great. Okay, next question. Next question is, the word alima is a past tense fi'l. True or false? The answer is, of course, true. Alima is a past tense fi'l for sure. All right. Awesome. Next up. The fa'il in alima is the meme of the fatha. True or false? Correct. The fa'il in alima is not meme of the fatha. The fa'il in alima is the hidden pronoun he. Excellent. Jazakumullah khairan. Next question. How would you say they knew? Alimna, alimtum, alimu, or none of the above? The correct answer is alimu. Alimu is they knew. Alhamdulillah. Okay, very nice. MashaAllah. How would you say you all knew? You all knew. You all knew. Alimna, alimtum, alimu, or none of the above. You all. MashaAllah. Very good. It is, in fact, alimtum. Alimtum is you all knew. MashaAllah. Very good. That is the majority of the answer. The next one is, how would you say she knew? Alimna, alimtum, alimu, or none of the above? MashaAllah. The correct answer, of course, is none of the above. Very good. She knew is alimat. She knew is alimat. Okay, very good. MashaAllah. How would you say we knew? Alimna, alimtum, alimu, or none of the above? MashaAllah, the correct answer, as you have highlighted here, is we knew. Fantastic. Alimna, alimna, sorry, that's the correct answer. How would you say I knew? Alimna, alimtum, alimu, or none of the above. MashaAllah, Brother Musa, good answer. The answer, of course, is none of the above because I knew is alimtu. Alimtu is I knew. All right. Very nice. And then, final, wonderful, finally. Sentence alima Muhammadun means he knew Muhammad. Or Muhammad knew. What does the sentence mean? It means It means Muhammad knew, right? Alima Muhammad, Muhammad knew. For him, for it to be, he knew Muhammad, Muhammad would have to be the maf'ul, right? But here Muhammad takes the place of the hidden pronoun, he, and becomes the fa'il. All right. Alima Muhammadun, right? The fa'il in Alima Muhammadun is hidden pronoun he, Muhammad, or no fa'il. Alima Muhammadun. Oh, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The correct answer is, of course, Muhammad. The not hidden pronoun he. That's a mistake in the game. Sorry about that. That's a mistake in the game. The correct answer is Muhammad. Because Muhammad is marfu'. Muhammad comes after the fi'il. The hidden pronoun or the pronoun for the fi'il is hidden pronoun he. In that case, Muhammad replaces Alima and becomes the fa'il. So the correct answer would have been Muhammad. I'm sorry. That messed up many people's streaks. But still, only one question. So let's see. Yes, the temporary computer. So, star, who? And first place is Radanish. Radanish, you got that one wrong and you got this answer, eh? All right, mashallah. But so that's the Kahoot. Sorry, I had to kind of rush through it a little bit here. Alhamdulillah, we got through it. Now we are able to get back to our lesson. Again, my apologies today for the delay. I, as you can probably realize, I'm not in my home. I am at actually someone else's place. More precisely, my parents' place. MashaAllah, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Well done, Radanish. Ahsant. So I'm actually in my parents' place, and the computer that I had had some problems right now. Okay. And we pray to Allah that this allows me to edit. Allahu Akbar. Okay, man, I don't need privacy. Yes, Microsoft does not respect my privacy. Ya Rab, make it go away. No, don't send optional data. Accept. Done, please. Thank you. Allahu Akbar. Okay, here we are. Jazakallah khair, everybody, again, for your patience. Mr. Solange, thank you very much. Okay, so I'm going to... but, you know, I actually have my own mic that I carry around. You see, like, the camera and mic I carry around with me. And I had my laptop, just like, there's a problem with it. See, like, I have my mic, alhamdulillah, the camera that you're seeing. So that at least the audio is good, I hope, right? And the video, even though the computer is just like dying here, I think the memory is like running out, but at least the video is pretty decent, you know, at least passable, right? Okay, again, I hope the sound is all right, yes? That's the key part. The sound has to be good. All right, walillahi alhamd. What we were going to do today is that we were going to start from we were going to start with the Kahoot. That's number one. Quick recap of the fa'il. That's the second thing we'll do. I'm going to do a quick vocab assessment, inshallah. This is something that is easy, inshallah. Don't stress about it. And then we're going to move on to maf'ul bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay, that is the planned activities for today, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay, with that said, okay, alhamdulillah, let's get to it. Recap of the fa'il. As we had spoken about last time, we were speaking about the fa'il. You know, you have the fa'il where that the fa'il is the pronoun, or the fa'il is an outside fa'il. Okay, the fa'il that's a pronoun, that fa'il could be any one of those, you know, alima, alima, alimu, alimat, the whole conjugation table. It could be any one of those. And in the case of alima and alimat, it is hidden pronoun he and hidden pronoun she. Okay? But in the case if the fa'il is outside, it's like an actual ism, like a person or a thing, then the fa'il or the pronoun of the fa'il has to be hidden pronoun he or she. In other words, if there is a hidden pronoun he or she, what we must do is check, is there an ism after it that is marfu'? If it is marfu', it takes the place of the hidden pronoun as the fa'il. If it's not, then everything is good. And we saw alima meant he knew. Then alima Muhammadun meant Muhammad knew. But alima is the fa'il. My hidden pronoun he is there. Is there a ism after it that's marfu'? Yes. And then we would say Muhammadun is indeed that fa'il. And likewise, we looked at alimat Maryamu. Maryam knew. Alima is the fa'il. Hidden pronoun she. And Maryamu would replace her because it is marfu'. All right, now let me pray to Allah that the textbook opens. Ya Rab. Yes, enable editing, thank you. And it didn't say anything, so that is walillahil hamd. Good. You know, I installed a Microsoft Word on my dad's computer, just like the new version of it, for I don't know for what reason. It was just like randomly. And then, subhanAllah, today, it came back to, you know, help me out, alhamdulillah. So, even though my dad was protesting because he liked the old version of Office, Word and Excel, but I was like, look, you'll like this, trust me. And then, alhamdulillah, today it came to my rescue. all right. So, the fa'il, that's what we were discussing. I'm going to start with a couple of examples that we left off from last time. These couple of examples, inshallah, will be, I added a few examples. I'm going to shrink the size of this a little bit. Okay, we did this alimat nafsum ma ahdarat, right? And I said, look, the gender of the word nafs is feminine, which matches the hidden pronoun she. Okay, now generally speaking, the gender of the fa'il should match the gender of the hidden pronoun. Okay, if it is he, it should match he. If it's a masculine, it should be hidden pronoun he. If it's a feminine, it should be hidden pronoun she. Alima Muhammadun, he Muhammadun. Alimat Maryamu, she Maryam. But it is not the case if the fi'l and fa'il are separated, and also at times it is not entirely necessary. But however, that is the general rule. The Quran follows that general rule most of the time, or a large majority of the time. So I want to make sure that we understand that part clearly. If I had mis-explained it or made it seem as if it's all equal, I wanted to make sure that that part is not misunderstood. That the general rule is this, the exception is no matching. General rule is the gender matches alima Muhammadun, alimat Muhammad, alimat Maryamu. That's the general rule. But then the exception is, sometimes they don't match. And I'll show you some examples of where the exceptions are today, inshallah. Okay? And then we will go into our maf'ul. Sounds good? People? Yes? Alhamdulillah. Okay. فَآمَنَ الطَّائِفَةٌ مِّن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ وَكَفَرَ الطَّائِفَةِ Okay? Let me go to here. What I'm going to do here, I'm going to add the notes right here. Okay? فَآمَنَ الطَّائِفَةٌ مِّن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ وَكَفَرَ الطَّائِفَةِ And when I say notes, I'm going to add from tanzeel.net. Right? And long live Dropbox. For again, coming to my rescue. Alhamdulillah. I would like to not translate this page. Never translate on this site. Thank you, Google Translate. As you can see, this is not a computer that's used for these purposes, generally speaking. okay, Here I am with my here's the ayah, last ayah of Surah Saf. Okay, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kunu ansar Allah. Okay, people who have believed, be the helpers of Allah, just like the Isa, Jesus, the son of Mary, said to the disciples, man ansari ilallah, who are my supporters for the sake of Allah. قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنصَارُ اللَّهِ. The disciples said, we are the supporters of Allah. فَآمَنَ الطَّائِفَةٌ مِّن مَّنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَكَفَرَ الطَّائِفَةٌ. So a group of the children of Israel believed, and a group disbelieved. فَأَيَّدْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّهِمْ فَأَصْبَحُوا ظَاهِرِينَ. So we supported those who believed against the enemy, and they became dominant. Okay? Now, here is the ayah. I'm going to put the ayah, just put fa'il recap. All right, fa'il recap. Okay, here's the first ayah in the fa'il recap. All right. فَآمَنَ الطَّائِفَةُ مِّن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَكَفَرَ الطَّائِفَةُ. I'm going to try to fit this here, inshallah. I hope I can fit it here. And success, alhamdulillah. All right, here we are. We're going to look at this first part of the ayah, which is the sentence, فَآمَنَتْ طَائِفَةٌ. فَآمَنَتْ طَائِفَةٌ. Okay, the fi'il here is what? The fi'il here is amana, correct? What is my hidden, what's my fa'il here? What is the pronoun? What is the pronoun of this fi'il? The pronoun of this fi'il is hidden pronoun, she. Excellent. Again, when we write the fi'il, we're writing the fi'il with as if it's in the base form, the hidden pronoun he form, amana. But in reality, as you can see, there's amanat, right? All right, very good. Hidden pronoun she, excellent. We spotted that. When you have hidden pronoun he or hidden pronoun she, what do we look? We look to see, is there an outside fi'il, right? Is an ism in marfu form afterwards, right? Yes or no? Agreed? So I will then look, and ta'ifatun is right there, and that will then take the place of my hidden pronoun she, and thus the meaning will be what? The meaning would be ta'ifa is a group, a group, or Rabbi Danish. Fa means so, I'll just type that. But then, what's the rest of this? Just fa'amana ta'ifa. So, a group, right? A group believed. Is that right? Perfect. So, a group believed. All right. Next one. Wa kafarat ta'ifa. Wa means and. Kafarat. What's my fi'il in kafarat? I'm going to ignore the min bani Israel for a second here. What's my fi'il in kafarat? The fi'il is kafara. Thank you very much. What, folks, is the pronoun of this fi'il? Hidden pronoun, she. Is there a ism in marfu status afterwards? Yes. That will end up becoming the fa'il in this case. It will replace the hidden pronoun she and become the fa'il. And thus the transition would be and what? And a group disbelieved. Perfect. Right? And a group disbelieved. The thing to notice here is, you notice Ta'ifatun, is it masculine or feminine? Ta'ifatun is feminine, right? It has a ta' marbuta, right? Yes or no? Exactly. Alhamdulillah. And the hidden pronoun, what is it? He or she? She. They match, right? That's the general rule. Likewise, ta'ifa here is feminine. And kafarat, the hidden pronoun is she again. They match. Okay? So to a point to note is, note the hidden pronoun, which is she, and the gender of the outside file are the same. Right? That's how our general rule is. Okay, people? Does that make sense? Now I'm going to show you a tricky example. Are you ready for that tricky example? Brother Danish, I think you had a question, but if you can please ask it, just let me finish this point, inshallah, and then we'll do the questions after that, if you don't mind. And your question like scrolled all the way, and I can't trust this mouse pad. Just try to scroll right now. I am just trying to keep the thing from collapsing. Subhanallah. All right. فَمَنْ جَاءَهُ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Okay. Where is my fi'l? Any guesses of where the fi'l is? The fi'l, as you have correctly identified, mashallah, is ja'a. Excellent. The fi'l is ja'a. What does ja'a mean? Ja'a means he came. Excellent. Right? R3. What is the R3 for ja'a? He came. Perfect. It's R3 is Hamza right now. Yes? And it has a fatha. For us, Hamza, it is definitely irregular verb system, Umariyam. Well spotted. For us, Hamza with a fatha, right? Hamza, I'm sorry, R3 with a fatha. What does R3 with a fatha mean? On the fi'il? What does it mean, people? Past tense, and what is my hidden pronoun? Hidden pronoun he, right? Past tense, hidden pronoun he. All right, here's the ayah that I'm referencing here. فَمَنْ جَاءَهُ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ فَانْتَهَى فَلَهُ مَا سَلَفَ وَأَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Okay, I'm going to put the reference to the ayah right here for you. Okay? Now, we're actually taking a part of this ayah. We're not looking at the whole ayah. So, you've correctly spotted that the جَاءَهُ مَوْعِظَةٌ, that's the part that we're looking at. In جَاءَهُ مَوْعِظَةٌ, you have correctly spotted that the fi'il is جَاءَ. Okay? The fi'il is جَاءَ. What is the pronoun of this fi'il? The pronoun of this fi'il is not the who. Ignore the who. Who is something else. We haven't done who yet. Okay? Who, pretend it doesn't even exist right now. Okay? It's like not there. It is, no. The pronoun of the fi'il, Sister Maryam, right now. That is hidden pronoun he, isn't it? Yes or no? Because R3 has a fatha, right? Just like alima, just like, you know, kafara, just like amana. R3 has a fatha. And that means this is hidden pronoun he. All right. Is there now a word that is marfu' after? Yes or no? Yes. And that would be then my fa'il. It will take the place of my fa'il. Maw'idhatun. Maw'idhatun. What does maw'idha mean? Any idea? Oh, what happened there? I have gone out of Focus. I'm back, you. Maw'idha is a reminder. Excellent translation. Maw'idha means Maw'idha Tun means a reminder. Okay. A reminder that penetrates the heart. Very nice. What is happening? I'm trying to fix the camera. Maybe I should turn it off. Stop for a second. Start again. Oh no, short-lived joy. All right, I'm gonna turn it off because it's kind of annoying. I feel like my eyes are not, like, something's wrong in the eyes. Right? All right. Alhamdulillah. Maw'idha is a reminder. Okay, maw'idha is a reminder. All right, translate now this sentence for me. Ignore the who. Just translate the sentence. Ja'a maw'idha. A reminder came. Right? A reminder came. Here, what do you notice? You notice that Ja'a, the hidden pronoun, is he. The outside fa'il, its gender is feminine. Do they match? They don't match. They don't match. And this is one thing. This is one thing to note here. Right here, the hidden pronoun's gender does not match the gender of the fa'il maw'idha. Right? Here, hidden pronoun he does not match gender of outside fa'il maw'idha. Doesn't match. And that is because there is this little who. You see the little who here? There's another word between the fi'il and the fa'il. There's a word between the fi'il and the fa'il. Okay? Attached pronoun, which we're going to come to today. Why is this? The question is why. Because there is a word between the fi'il. The fi'il is ja'a, right? And the fa'il, which is maw'idha. Do you see that, people? I know the qala example is not like that, Brother Danish. That's an even bigger exception. Qala niswatun is an even bigger example. Even bigger exception, sorry, to the rule. Okay? Generally, in Arabic and generally in the Quran as well, what you have is the following rule. The rule is, or the general guideline is, the guideline is, generally, yes, they gotta match. But not if the fi'il and fa'il are separated. Then they don't have to match, and there's plenty of examples of this in the Quran. I showed you one. I'll show you a few others. Other times, it's like a complete, completely, like, not necessary. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just doesn't even do it sometimes. Okay? And there is some balagha reason for that is a little too advanced for us right now. Okay? Are you with me, people? Does that make sense? I want to make sure that part is clear. Does the fa'il have to be a person? No, it doesn't, Sister Nadia. Fa'il can be anything. Right? What I mean, not necessary at times, is there are certain examples. Like waqala niswatun, that ayah that I left there. That is like there's some exceptions to even the exception. Some exceptions, even to the exception that are there. All right? Is that clear, inshallah? Alhamdulillah. All right, mashallah, very good. All right, so we have a reminder came. We have all this. Alhamdulillah, what is our time? Our time is 8:43. We still are okay. Let's look at a few other examples quickly, shall we? Of the outside fa'il, just to complete our study of outside fa'il thoroughly. Okay? Why do we ignore who again? We will talk about it in, inshallah, 10 minutes, Sister Mahdiya. All right? It will complicate the example I was trying to give. But don't you worry, we're coming to it. You see right here, there is a whole bunch of pronouns that are coming. Don't you worry. All right. So here I am. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ look at this ayah. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ How would you translate وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ? How would you translate this? وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ Right, the Yahud said, good. The Jewish people said, excellent. Okay. What is the hidden pronoun for the fi'il qala? Hidden pronoun she, isn't it right? The reason why there is qalat, right? And then you have al. Never show again, yes. Al Yahudu. Do you see what happened there? You see that? I have a sukoon at the beginning of a word and I have a sukoon at the end of a word. What happens when I have two sukoons? Clash. You have no sukoon then. Get it? No sukoon, you have no peace. Never mind. Okay. Then what happens is that sukoon on the first word turns into a mutaharrik, something that has a haraka, a fatha, or a dhamma, or a kasra. In this case, it is a kasra and al-yahu. Do remains the way it is. Qalatil Yahudu. But that's what I'm explaining with the Musa, right? Why is it Qalati? Because you have two sukoons. Can't have that. You with me? Two sukoons. Can't have that. Now, I have hidden pronoun she. How would you know if it's you feminine? You feminine, what is on the R3? How would I say you feminine new? Alim T, right? Alim T. R3 would have sukoon there. Here R3 has a fatha. Right? Why not qalata? Sister Madhya, qalata would be two people, right? But not we don't want the pronoun ta. We want the hidden pronoun she because we want to replace that with another fa'il. Remember, only hidden pronoun he or she can be replaced with the outside doer. So here, qalata would not make sense. In fact, there's no two. It's just Yahud is a group of people, right? You with me? Now, what is this? Why is this done? This is done because groups of people, let me get this right. There. Groups of people in Arabic, groups of people are generally considered to be feminine. All right? So, Nasara is considered to be feminine, the Christians. Quraysh, feminine. So, it is generally, I would say generally. So that is why, not feminine singular, it can be plural, right? Here, Yahudu, the Jews said, Okay? But you, all you need is hidden pronoun she. You don't have to, you need this to be a hidden pronoun she, and then after that, the fa'il can be a plural. As we'll see here in the next example. Right? The next example here, we'll see the fa'il is actually a plural. For me to have a plural fa'il or a word that is, you know, gender is feminine, but it's, you know, meaning is plural, like al-yahudu, okay? All of these will fit my fa'il as long as I have hidden pronoun he or hidden pronoun she. Okay, here, let me complete this example. Hidden pronoun she is used because groups of people are generally treated as feminine. Okay, and that's why hidden pronoun she is used. The genders are the same. Now, here, al-mushrikun. Okay, tell me the status of this word. Al-mushrikun. Status of this word, al-mushrikun. What is it? Status of the word mushrikun is actually, mushrikuna is marfu' in fact, right? For it to be mansub, what would you say? It will be al-mushrikina. Fantastic. Thank you. Mushrikuna is marfu'. All right? Fantastic. Jazakumullah khair. What is the number of mushrikuna? Plural, right? It's a plural. Very good. What is its gender? Masculine. Okay? Masculine. Okay? What is its type? Definite. Okay? Definite. Brother Musa, it's not all groups of people are feminine. This is like groups of people like a tribe or a ethnicity. That's what I'm referring to. Groups of people example, tribes, ethnicity. That's what I'm referring to. Okay? But you can have plural of people like al-mushrikun, al-muslimun, al-mu'minun, al-kafirun. These are all masculine, definite plurals. Okay? Now, these are the properties. I want to make this the fa'il. Okay? I want to make this the fa'il. How would I do that? The way I would do it is I would need a hidden pronoun he. I need hidden pronoun he. And then I can put al-mushrikuna and it becomes my fa'il. Okay? Look at this note. Kariha means to dislike. Kariha means to he disliked. From this you get the word makruh. You know what the word makruh is? Makruh. Have you heard that word makruh? This is makruh. Don't do it. That is where the word comes from. Okay, something that's disliked in Islam. All right. So, oh my goodness, what is happening? All right. Kariha means he disliked. Al-mushrikuna, I have that. Kariha, just like Alima, my hidden pronoun is he. Right? Correct? Just like Alima. Now, I can replace my hidden pronoun he with a marfu' ism that comes after it. And this can be plural. This can be a plural ism. And it is masculine to match the gender of the hidden pronoun. All right? What is the translation of walau kariha al-mushrikun? Maybe I think that we can do this. Kariha al-mushrikun. What's the translation of that? And if kariha if or low means even if, I guess, right? But what even if the mushrikun or the polytheists disliked. You with me, people? The thing to notice here is how we have an outside fa'il that is plural. Its number doesn't matter. Its number doesn't matter. Its gender is masculine. Generally, it needs to match with the gender of the hidden pronoun. Here, al-Yahudu. It's a plural as well, Jews. But its gender is feminine. It needs to match the gender of the hidden pronoun. Okay? That's the point that we're trying to make. Al-Yahudu. Let me type this. Al-Yahudu. It's plural, but it is feminine. Hidden pronoun she is used. Qalat. Yes? And the other one is al-mushrikuna. Al-mushrikuna. It is plural, masculine. Then what is used? Hidden pronoun. He is used. Okay? All right, let's see one last example of this. Qala rajulani. Qala rajulani. Tell me about rajulani. What is the properties of rajulani? Oh, goodness, get out. Rajulani. Tell me. Okay, status. Let's start with status. Status is marfu'. Number. It's a pair. Correct? Very good. Gender. Masculine. Fantastic. Type. Indefinite. Okay. Qala is the fa'il. Correct? What is the pronoun of Qala? Hidden pronoun. He. Yes? Hidden pronoun he. Is there a marfu' ism afterwards? Yes, rajulani, marfu'. So, what is the translation of qala rajulani? Rajul means a man, right? Two men. So, this is from the story of Bani Israel in Surah number 5, Surah Ma'idah. Okay, I'll put the links in the document afterwards. I don't want to fidget too much right now, going to the finding it in tanzeel.net and then this mouse pad freezes on me, right? So that's why I'll paste all the links for you. Don't you worry. All right, these are all ayat. Qalat al-Yahudu, qala rajulani. These are from ayat. I'll paste the ayat for you. Okay, the thing to notice here, folks, this is the last point I'll make about the fa'il, is you notice rajulani, right? Rajulani, as you notice, it is a pair, but it's masculine, isn't it? So what is used? Hidden pronoun, he is used. Okay, the point to notice is when you have outside fa'il, right, the gender of the outside fa'il generally will match the gender. Outside fa'il's gender will generally match the gender of hidden pronoun. Okay? Exceptions are there? Exceptions? Yes, there are exceptions. Exceptions to exceptions, like... Yes, as well. Okay? You have both of those. But generally, this is the rule, folks. All right? And that's how we would treat if you want to have a pair or plural or feminine pair or feminine plural, all that good stuff. All you got to do is match the gender, and the hidden pronoun has to be like it's a hidden pronoun he for masculine, singular, pair, plural. Hidden pronoun she for feminine, singular, pair, or plural. All right? Are we okay with that, people? Alhamdulillah. I wanted to try a poll today just to see how you guys are feeling. But because I don't trust this computer that much, maybe you can just tell me how you're feeling. Good, alhamdulillah. Is that point clear? We're going to see more examples. Don't worry about the exceptions, Sir Maryam. That is there as a thing to be looked at later on, right? I kind of actually regret mentioning it earlier on. I should have mentioned it later on. But khalas, no problem. We can always try our best to fix it up, inshallah. Okay? A lot of problems with this mouse. Oh my God. All right. Okay. Folks, I'm going to be scrolling with the keypad here or the keyboard here. This is not helping out. Okay. Oh, Brother Raid, welcome back. Don't worry, inshallah. Give yourself until the end of this class, and by the time you finish maf'ul, you'll be way more comfortable, inshallah. Okay? Now, folks, here we are. All right. Maf'ul. Recall that attached pronouns that attach to a fi'il are maf'ul. I will help you recall. Look at attached pronouns for a sec, yeah? All right, I'm going to refresh your memory. You ready? Remember pronouns. We had pronouns. They are isms. Unlike the isms studied previously, pronouns don't have root letters. Right? Yes or no? All right. But they're isms, so they have the four properties of the ism. But their status is not determined by their tashkil. The status is not determined by their tashkil. It is determined by what type of pronoun it is. Okay? All pronouns are definite and their number and gender is fixed and does not change. Right? So you can't just add a ta marbuta to make it feminine. Alright? So, if you remember the marfu' pronouns, we had said these are what we will call stand-alone pronouns. Right? Stand-alone pronouns. These are pronouns that are not connected to a word and are a word by themselves. Okay? Let us recap this. I will recap it for you. Okay? Hua, huma, hum. Hua is he. Huma they both. Hum they. Hiya, huma, hunna. Hiya, she. Huma they both. Hunna, they feminine. Anta, antuma, antum. You. You both, you all. Anti, antuma, antunna. You, you both, you all for the feminine. Ana, I. And then nahnu, we. Oh boy, hold on. Time for the song. Oh, but the Farhan. Where's Brother Salim when you need him? Alhamdulillah. All right. So that is the, what type of pronouns that I just read to you? These are the standalone pronouns. Fantastic. What is the status of these standalone pronouns? They are always, always marfu'. All right. Then we have the attached pronouns. Attached pronouns can be one of two things. It could be mansub, or it could be majroor, right? Depends on what? Depends on what it is attached to. Isn't that right? Okay. So I'll take the word kitab. What does the word kitab mean? Book. All right, very good. How would I say his book? Kitab, we will write this here for you. Kitabun. Okay. Kitabun. How would I say his book? That will be kitabuhu. Excellent. Excellent. Let me just review of pronouns. Okay. So here I am, kitabun. His book, kitabuhu. Right? Her book. Kitabuha. Excellent. Your book. Your book. Kitabu. Kitabuka, very good, mashallah. Kitabuka. Okay. You all's book. Well, all of yours book. I don't know how to say it. You all's book. How would I say that? All of yours. Very good. Kitabuka. Kum, yeah. How would I say? Our book. Kitabuna, right? Kitabuna, right? All of these attached pronouns, folks. What is their status? The attached pronouns, Sister Mariam, try again. Mansoob or majroor, but no. Now I want you to tell me specifically. Is it mansoob or is it majroor? One or the other. Those are saying majroor, why? Ah, because it's mudaf. Excellent. Right? When an attached pronoun attaches to an ism, it will be mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Our book is actually book of ours, right? His book, book of his, is mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Yes or no, people? You remember that? You spent quite a bit of time on this last decade. I don't know why I keep saying that. It's not funny for adults. I think kids like it more. But last semester, we did that. Right? Last semester we did that. Kitabukum, you all's book. Kitabuna, our book. The pronoun attaches to an ism. It is going to be mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. The pronoun is majroor. The pronoun is majroor. Okay, kitabu is mudaf, kum mudaf ilayhi, pronoun is majrur. Kitabu mudaf na mudaf ilayhi, pronoun is majrur. You with me? Three categories of words in Arabic. Attaches to an ism, the pronoun is going to be what status? Majrur. Attaches to an ism, it is majrur. Okay? Attaches to a harf, but specifically harf of jar. We have this other harf we haven't studied. Attaches to a harf of jar. What's the status of this attached pronoun? Majrur. What would it be? What role is it playing? It would be ism majrur. Correct? Attaches to an ism, it's mudaf ilayhi. Attaches to a harf jar, it is ism majrur. Yes or no? Great. Attaches to a fi'l, the third of the three here. Attaches to a fi'l, what do you think it will be? Status. Mansoob. Perfect. Status is going to be mansoob. What role is it playing in the sentence? And it attaches to the fi'l. Maf'ool. Amazing. Okay? Amazing. Let's recap that. Attaches to ism majrur. It is mudaf ilayhi. Attaches to a harf jar. It is majrur. Because it is ism majrur. Attaches to fa'il, it is mansoob. Because it is maf'ool. Alhamdulillah. Right? Now, let's go back. Having seen this now, let us go back to the... Here we are. Right? We call that attached pronouns that attach to fi'l are maf'ul. Alhamdulillah, we have recalled. Maf'ul can be either an attached pronoun or an outside maf'ul. What can it be? Two possibilities. It's either a pronoun or an outside maf'ul. Folks, once we do this, this is when the fun begins. Because now we start to see pronouns and jumla fi'liya everywhere. Sister Halima, we talked about this maybe a week ago. I forgot actually the timeline, but the jumla fi'liya, right? As you maybe you've forgotten, but that's okay. It's good to that you ask because now perhaps there's others who are wondering this as well. Jumla fi'liya has the three parts: fi'l, fa'il, maf'ul. Fa'il is marfu', maf'ul is mansub, right? Is that okay? And the rule right there is the fa'il is marfu' and the maf'ul is mansub. No problem. This is actually great. Honestly, wallahi, I rather that if you don't remember something that I'm assuming you know, I rather you ask because it allows us to really get that excellent refresher, make sure everybody's on track. Some people perhaps are also like maybe they're also wondering the same thing. So that is something that is always very, very helpful. So please do not hesitate to do so. Okay. And this is the advantage of the live online class where you can actually ask these questions without feeling the hesitation of raising your hand and everybody looking at you. And, you know, it's a tough environment to be in. Okay. All right. Now, here we are. With our maf'ul, they're mansoob either as an ism outside or they're mansoob as a pronoun, as an attached pronoun. Let's look at this for now, okay? All attached pronouns to a fi'l are maf'ul and that's mansoob in status. We've already established that, alhamdulillah. Now let us look, Let us look at... All right. Let us look at now some examples. وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ Right? You remember that from Surah Mulk, perhaps? I will again put the links there, inshallah. All right? Let me try to zoom in without destroying. Alhamdulillah. Okay? وَجَعَلْنَاهَا The fi'il is ja'ala. The fi'il is ja'ala. The fa'il is na. The maf'ul is ha. That's how it breaks down. Here is what we're going to do. Okay? We're going to break it down step by step. Okay? Step one. This is our recipe for disaster. I mean, recipe for jumla fi'liya. Oh, the timing of the joke would have been better if I had my own computer, but that's okay. I'm sure you are getting it. All right. So here we are. Recipe for jumla fi'liya. Number one. Spot the fi'l. Spot the fi'l. Number two. Look for attached pronoun. Where would you find the attached pronoun? At the end of the word or the beginning of the word? Always at the end. Great. Third step is to, you know, like, ignore or like, let's put ignore it for the time being. Ignore the attached pronoun for the time being. Now we look for the fa'il. The fa'il. You know, if the fa'il, if hidden pronoun he or she, look for outside fa'il. Okay? Then we translate with fi'il, fa'il, and then the attached pronoun, which is our maf'ul. Okay, here is the recipe. Now, you might be thinking this is a very difficult thing. What is this, binging with Babish or something? The guy is just cooking and not telling you how to cook and just, mashallah, right? But we will cook together, don't you worry. All right, here's how we're going to do it. Ja'alnaha. Okay, I'm going to take ja'alnaha. Okay, I'm going to take it. I hope, inshallah, today. There we go. I'm going to take it and put it here. Spot the fi'il. Ja'ala, right? You got the fi'il? Yes or no, people? Great. I'm going to actually just do one thing before it becomes too difficult for me, which is to split the view. This is my trusted split the view technique. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Now, I am going to do what? I am going to look for the attached pronoun. That is ha. Right? Now, when I say ignore it, I mean like, here's what you do. Imagine you put like a space there. You've separated it somehow. Okay. Now, what is the fa'il? Fa'il is na, right? The fa'il is na. All right, great. Fa'il is na. Translate the fi'il and fa'il for me. We made, and now the maf'ul. We made maf'ul it / her. You with me, people? Make sense? Let's try sa'alahum. What does sa'ala mean, by the way? What does sa'ala mean? Sa'ala means he asked. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. From su'al, right? Su'al, that's what sa'ala comes from. Okay? All right. Spot the fi'il. Sa'ala. Yes? Look for the attached pronoun. What is the attached pronoun? Hum. Excellent. MashaAllah. All right. And then, that's kind of like how I'm ignoring it. I'm separating it, I'm ignoring it. Translate, what's the fa'il? Fa'il is hidden pronoun, he. Fa'il is hidden pronoun, he. All right, very nice. Translate for me, please. Oh, actually, is there outside fa'il? No outside fa'il, right? There's nothing there. It's only sa'alahum. So, translate. He asked, and then I put my maf'ul at the end. He asked them. Great. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Well done. All right. Here's another ayah. Alladhi khalaqani. Now, I want you to ignore the alladhi for a minute. Let's take khalaqani. Okay, khalaqani. Okay, spot the fi'il. What's the fi'il? The fi'il is khalaqa. The fi'il is khalaqa. Excellent. What is the attached pronoun? What is it? Attached pronoun. No. At the end. Attached pronoun is at the end. Attached pronoun is never hidden. All right. It is ni. Okay, I want you to... I can't scroll that far up again, okay? Because again, I don't trust this computer. If you look at the table for the attached pronouns, you will find that the mansub attached pronoun for I is ni, and the majrur is yi. That's why I say kitabi, my book, but you know, or minni, from me, if it's a harf jar, ism majrur, or mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. But when it is a maf'ul, attached pronoun to a maf'ul, attached pronoun coming as a maf'ul, attaching itself to a fi'l, it will be ni always. Okay? If you can scroll up in your own, in the book by yourself, please verify this information for yourself, just to make sure that you are comfortable with that. Is everybody okay with that idea? Why ni is the pronoun? Okay, this is an exception. All the attached pronouns are the same except the ni part. That is ni for mansub, maf'ul, yi for majrur, mudaf ilayhi, ism majrur. Separated the two. Now, I want you to tell me what the fa'il is. The fa'il is hidden pronoun, he. Is there an outside fa'il? No outside fa'il. Alhamdulillah. Translate the fi'il and the fa'il. He created. And then the attached pronoun, me. Perfect. This is Ibrahim alayhi salam speaking, by the way. When he's saying, Alladhi khalaqani fahuwa yahdeen. He created me, so he'll guide me. Walladhi yut'imuni wa yasqeen. He is the one who feeds me and gives me water. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ And when I become sick, He gives me cure. He heals me. SubhanAllah, He says, when I become sick, doesn't even associate becoming sick to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the manners, the amazing mindset of the believer, that we believe that all stuff that happens to us is from Allah and there's good in it. مَرِضْتُ When I become sick, فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ The cure is from Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. All right, that's a very beautiful passage. I'll leave the translation or the link to it for your own reference, inshallah. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. You might remember this ayah when we were studying mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Yes, from which surah is this? From surah Qadr, right? That's not a tricky question, folks. That's an easy question. All right, that was an easy question. MashaAllah, good job. People are wondering, is he trying to trick us? What surah is this? All right, the fi'il. We're going to ignore inna for now. What is the fi'il? The fi'il. Amazing, right? Spot the fi'il, done. All right, now I want to look for the attached pronoun. What's the attached pronoun? Attached pronoun? No, at the very end. It's going to be at the end. Don't say na, please. It's na at the end or who at the end of the word? It's who that's at the end, right? So that's the attached pronoun. It's always at the end. There's nothing after it. There we go. Okay, so there I add that space, right? That's how I'm ignoring it for now. Now, what is the fa'il? In anzalna, what's the fa'il in anzalna? Now we're talking, mashallah. The fa'il is na. Okay, do I look for outside fa'il? Do I look for outside fa'il? No. Because it's not hidden pronoun, he or she. Perfect. Thank you. Alhamdulillah. Translate now. Anzalna. Translate the fi'il and fa'il. Anzala means to send down, to reveal. So translate for me, please. We sent down. Or let's take reveal, shall we? Let's take the word revealed. We revealed, because it's talking about the Quran, and then now the attached pronoun revealed it, right? And you know it's him, but it's talking about it. And what is it talking about? It is talking about obviously the Quran, right? What does fi mean? Fi means in, right? And fi is a, fi laylatul qadr, fi is a harf jar. Perfect. What is my ism majroor? Fi is my harf jar, very nice. What is my ism majroor? Laylati. Excellent. Laylati is my ism majroor. Is laylati something else as well? Yes, it is mudaf. Right? No tanween, no al, followed by majroor. It is mudaf, and it is al-qadri is mudaf ilayhi. The translation of that would be in the night of power, right? Perfect. Make sense, people? How are you feeling now about this? Is it coming together now? Alhamdulillah. Let me zoom out a little bit. All right, let's go. فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ Oh, come on. All right. فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ Okay, spot the fi'il. Spot the fi'il. What is the fi'il? Excellent. Yeah. Attach pronoun. Where is it? Home. Okay. Very nice. All right. Now, what I'll do is I look for the fa'il. What's my fa'il? Fa'il. Hidden pronoun, he. Hidden pronoun, he. Can it be asfin? Has to be marfu, right? Asfin is majrur, isn't it? That's all right. Now translate, please. Fa'il, fa'il first. He made. Now the maf'ul. He made them. Perfect. He made them. Ka means like. Ka means like. Asfin is basically like fodder. You know what fodder is? Fodder that like the animals eat. Okay? And ma'kul is something that's chewed up. So he made them like chewed up fodder. Okay? Now, I want you to tell me if you can spot something. Ka is a harf jar. Okay? Ka is a harf jar. Asfin is... Asfin is isim majrur. Perfect. All right. Can you tell me if asfin and ma'kul are related somehow? Are they connected somehow? MashaAllah, sister Hadima. Ahsant. They match. Majrur, majrur, indefinite, indefinite, masculine, masculine, singular, singular. They are man'ut na'at. Right? Ka harf jar, asfin, isim majrur, man'ut, and ma'kul is na'at. Amazing. MashaAllah. Very good. Okay. We have... is it okay if I take 5 minutes to finish until this part? Because that's where the last class stopped. لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ. And again, because I was late, subhanAllah, because of my unfortunate situation. But we will pick this up again on... you know, like the rest of the examples that I had planned, we will do inshallah ta'ala. We'll take our time to get this right before we move on to the fi'il mudari', fi'il, it's present tense, because I feel that this is the foundation. And when it's in place, it's a lot easier to deal with the present tense fi'il. If we add too much without having firm footing, I feel we might just like collapse, right? So we will take some time to get this solid, okay? Don't you worry, folks. Even if it means we have to readjust our timeline. But that's okay. We'll readjust it. Especially because in our timeline, we've built in about like a week of review of the family 2 and family 4. And inshallah, that shouldn't take that long for us, inshallah. All right. فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا. Okay. فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا. Okay. Okay. The fi'il is كَذَّبَ. The fi'il is kadhaba. I will spot that for you to make it easy. Okay? But we're going to take it... Alright, alhamdulillah. Alright. Here I have my fi'il. Or I mean, here I have the thing. Yes, the fi'il. Okay. Attach pronoun. What is it? Infin kadhabuhu. What is the attached pronoun? Who? Fantastic. The attached pronoun is who. I will space it. That's how I'm ignoring it. Now, where is my fa'il? How can it be hidden pronoun he, sister Halima? That will have R3 has to have fatha. It is. Home is not hidden. Wow, right? The Fa'il is wow, right? Alima, he knew. Alima, they both knew. Alimu, they knew. Kazzaba, he knew. Kazzaba, they both knew. Kazzabu, they knew. Ah, Brother Musa, you spotted something very good. I'm glad you did. Alif is not... Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought. That's exactly why I included this example here. Okay? Fa'il is waw. Are you okay with spotting that firstly? Yes or no? Excellent. I'm glad you spotted that. Do I look for outside fa'il? No, because it's not hidden pronoun he or she. Excellent. Translate now for me. Kadhabuhu. Kadhaba means to deny. Okay? To deny. Now, kadhabuhu, translate the whole thing for me, please. They denied the whole thing. The whole thing. Add the pronoun, Sister Halima, at the end, the attached pronoun. They denied. Him, right? I have my fa'il fa'il, and then I add my attached pronoun maf'ul at the end. Make sense? They denied him. Excellent. So there should be a fa means so. So they denied him. And then fa here means then. Aqara is to hamstring, right? To hamstring, and this is generally to hamstring an animal. Basically, like that's how you slaughter a camel. You have to hamstring the camel, and then you slaughter it, right? I have never done it in my life personally. I have done the sacrifice of goat and sheep. The cow, I was not courageous enough to try to do it myself. But the goat, yes, is easy. It's a small little goat. You just flip it. But the way they do the sacrifice of a camel is called a aqar, right? Or a aqara. It's to, you know, like they stab it and whatnot. And it's a difficult process. Okay. So that's what a aqara means, the fi'il. Okay. To hamstring a camel. All right. Now, where is my attached pronoun? My attached pronoun is ha. Very nice. Fa'il. Fa'il is wow again. Very good. I'm happy you're all wowed. fa'il is wow. I don't look for hidden pronoun. I don't look for outside fa'il. My maf'ul, as you've identified, is ha. Translate now. Fa'aqaruha. Fa then. Aqaruha. Fi'il fa'il. And then add the maf'ul at the end. Her. And then what is it referring to? The she-camel. The she-camel of Salih alayhi salam. Huh? The she-camel of Salih alayhi salam. Thamud, right? كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِطَغْوَاهَا إِذِ انْبَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقِيَاهَا فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا. They denied him, i.e. Salih alayhi salam, right? This is Salih. That's what it's referring to, okay? And then they hamstrung the she-camp of Allah. Okay, very nice. MashaAllah. Now, the observation or the point of this example was to highlight to you something that some of you have already spotted. Note the alif ul-wiqaya, the alif of protection is not written. Right? It's not written like this. There's no alif here. Right? There's no alif here. Do you notice that, people? Alhamdulillah. Okay. That is because the pronoun is not protecting the vowel. The pronoun is protecting the vowel. Brother Farhan, we don't have hidden pronoun home. You only have hidden pronoun he, hidden pronoun she. Everything else is alif or wow or ta or ta or na or tunna or tum, tuma, tu na, right? Those are not hidden. They are explicit. That's the fa'il and it is visible. Thank you, Sister Solange. It represents them or they, but it's not a hidden pronoun. The only ones we say is hidden is he and she. All right? Make sense? It is not needed. The alif of protection is not needed because the pronoun is protecting it. Right? That's how it's written, folks. Please remember this as like a point. Every time the alif of protection is going to be added, and there's other times we're going to add alif of protection. If the pronoun attaches to that fi'il, the alif of protection goes away. All right? That's pretty funky, you have to admit. Right? Now, alhamdulillah. What we'll do is we'll stop here because this is an interesting and tricky one. I don't want to do this at the very tail end of the class when everyone is a little tired, alhamdulillah. But I will do it, insha'Allah ta'ala, at the beginning of next class, bi'nullah ta'ala. All right? If the pronoun is attached to the fi'il, no need of alif al-wiqaya. Absolutely correct, insha'Allah ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khair, everybody. Thank you for sticking around till the end today. My apologies for the delayed start and this, computer. Alhamdulillah, it is good. Inshallah ta'ala, I will see you all if you come to the morning tutorial Saturday, I'll be there. And if you come to the evening one, Sister Solange, our head tea, inshallah ta'ala, she will be the one who will be doing your tutorial. Alhamdulillah. So bi'idhnillah ta'ala, I will please do attend. The tutorial is going to be all practice. Inshallah ta'ala, it'll be really awesome. Thank you again. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته وجزاكم.